Chapter 2. Disclaimer. I don't have any special training. I am not a doctor or a dietitian, nor am I a psychiatrist. I do not have any type of degree, and I'm not trying to make people believe I have discovered some kind of revolutionary system or treatment. As a matter of fact, anyone who states that I am not qualified to write about mental and physical health issues and that I have no credibility whatsoever is probably right. As the rapper Eminem put it, "Now go and tell these people something they don't already know about me." I am here to share my personal experience with you. I want to tell you my story. I strongly believe that at least a small part of what I am about to say may help other people fulfill their desires. In the past, and present for that matter, I have been very inspired and motivated by reading about other people's stories and experiences, and I want to give some of it back to whoever may need it. Throughout the book, I will seem to be giving precise directions to you, the reader, but please keep in mind that all the instructions that are given were intended for me to follow. I'm not going to try to tell you what to do, and I don't claim to have the answers to all of your questions. As a matter of fact, I may not have answers to any of your questions. But if I can get you to start asking questions, then you may be on the path to seeking proper answers. Throughout this book, I will talk about how I started asking questions and how I went about finding answers. I am not some positive thinking guru. I am not looking for fans or disciples. I don't want to be the leader of crowds. I am more of a one-on-one type of person. Instead of giving people advice, I would rather say, let's brainstorm together and work on what's already inside our heads. I am not some multi-millionaire who made a fortune out of selling get-rich-quick or lose 20 pounds in 30-day schemes. This is about reality. My reality. It is not my intention to make tons of money off desperate people. Over time, I have come to the conclusion that happiness does not lie in having money. Or rather, in having too much money. And don't get me wrong, I did not make a poverty vow. I live very comfortably, but I don't feel the need to overspend or overown to be happy and fulfilled.